Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio, where we talk about health from the eye teeth on down. I am Shirley Gutkowski, your host, and I am a clinical dental hygienist, and I sit chairside a few days a month. It's not real often that I'm sitting chairside with patients anymore, but it is always a lot of fun when I do. And today we are going to be talking with a very super duper special guest. A friend of mine that I met through Clear, the xylitol company, at one of their conferences that they had in Cancun. And so we've been chatty friends, and we've met up at a couple of other conferences. And her name is Frankie Boyer, and she is a radio host also with a real radio show, over-the-air radio.
Yes, an over-the-air radio show, Shirley. I do. I must be insane because I'm doing 2 hours of live radio a day. I do a half-hour show on Biz Talk Radio every day. That's biztalkradio.com from 11 to 12 Eastern Time every single day, and it's played at different times around the country in different markets. And then I do my holistic alternative health show every day, noon to 1 in Boston on a station in Boston that's heard throughout New England.
I don't think that's crazy at all. I think it's just one thing. You're just doing all radio show. Well, two radio shows, but they're both radio shows.
I am. And I'm doing it because I'm really passionate, Shirley, as you are, about educating our listeners, educating them that it's not just take one pill and call me in the morning. It's not just doing one thing. It's getting well is a collective process. How we function in the world, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
I love that. It's a collective process. You know, in dentistry, we do a lot of things topically, and we think that everything has to do with just removing the oral biofilm or just having your teeth scraped or something. You know, everything seems to be just on the surface of the teeth and around the teeth, and what we're really missing is this systemic part of dental diseases. And I know that you have had your share, just like everybody else in our age group.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not immune to that, but I think there's a bigger component of our diet than just avoiding sugar.
Well, I just had on Dr. David Perlmutter the other day, and what he was saying is that it's about the inflammation that foods cause, and it's all about the inflammation. So the more inflamed our bodies are, the more we have to put out the fire with medication and other things. And so all we do sometimes all day long, people that are chronically ill, putting out the fire all day is just trying to get some relief from the pain, whatever that pain is from, whether it's from arthritis or if it's diabetes, neuropathy, whatever it might be, MS. And so it's just how we are living our lives, and we're not realizing. We somehow, Shirley, have never gotten the message that what we eat and how we feel are one and the same. It's just, there was an article years ago in the New York Times about the deleterious effects of sugar, and that people think, oh, I only had a little piece. It's not a big deal. But if you have an inflammation going on, and it's like, let me just use the analogy that if you're at a campfire and you have a small fire going and it's great, it's a great fire, and then all of a sudden someone comes along and they throw a little gasoline on it, and oh my gosh, that fire just gets bigger and bigger.
Yep.
And then it gets out of control. And that's what happens when we start to sneak in and we think, oh, it's not a big deal, I'm only going to have that cookie, or, oh, it's just a muffin, it's got a lot of good ingredients in it, and I'm only going to have that bagel for breakfast, and, you know, oh, I'm only going to have that bowl of cereal, or whatever it might be, that has, that converts to sugar in the body, which we all know gluten converts to sugar in the body. And sugar itself is hidden.
Yep.
You know, I have a theory. You want to hear it?
I'd love it. I love your theory.
My theory is that there is a conspiracy to keep us fat. I'm not kidding.
I'd give you a high five right now, because I agree with that 100%.
Because it's not our fault, because some of us, you know, some of us are born, and you know my good friend, you hang with her, and you have to have her on your show, Dr. Cheryl Selman.
Yes.
So Dr. Selman is an ND, a naturopathic physician, and she does genetic testing. And she can see how, for some of us, we shouldn't even be eating a lot of oil, even healthy oil. Mm-hmm. So we're preconditioned as we come out into this world by our genes. What we haven't learned, and what we're starting to have this conversation, is how to express the genes that we were born with so that we don't get illnesses and we don't get the inflammation. And we're just, it's a new conversation for a lot of people. It's called epigenetics.
Yeah.
Dr. Mitch Gaynor calls it ecogenetics, and it's environmental and food toxins that are all affecting us. So my theory is that years ago, we had all of this surplus of sugar in the form of corn. We had too much corn,
mm-hmm.
and we were inundated with corn everywhere. And what did they do? They made high fructose corn syrup. And then what did they do? They started to put the high fructose corn syrup into ketchups and sodas and cereals and bread, mm-hmm. and macaroni and cheese and anything processed. And they started to really and truly inundate the world with this product. And so we, through the generations and through the years, have really gotten a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of us, more so than others, some of us more so. And so we really and truly cannot give up the foods that we love, because we crave them, and we are craving them because mm-hmm. we grew up with them, because they're part of our system in our lives, and we don't even realize how deep that addiction goes. So the high fructose corn syrup people have made most of Americans food addicts, and they don't even realize it. We're not realizing that we're addicted to the foods.
I agree with that. I think that there's a lot to be said for that. The subsidies that the government has created to help the farmers, and if they had let the farmers go, maybe they'd be farming something else right now instead of corn. And you know, I don't know if you realize how close to the corn belt we are here in Wisconsin. There's a lot of corn here, a lot. And I don't know if we need to have this much corn being grown, because, you know, now we have this machine that has to be fed. But corn is really almost everywhere. Have you ever seen the documentary King of Corn or something like that?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh, where those two college kids decided they were going to have DNA testing, and they found that 98% of their DNA was coming from corn. It took them.
True.
It took them,
so
I don't know,
scary.
5 or 8 years to get just down to 30% corn. So.
Well, it's crazy because what's happening is even the most pristine farms mm-hmm. are dealing with genetically modified GMOs, because the crops blow and you can't help it, and so you've got it's one big mess. So the question is, what do we do about it?
Yeah, what do we do?
What do we do about it? Well, it's not easy to get off sugar. Not easy at all. But my recommendation, and believe me, I used to be 200 pounds, and I'm not very tall, by the way, FYI. I'm not a tall person. I used to be very heavy. And I still struggle. I'm still struggling with an extra. Right now I have more than I'm heavier now than I've ever been. And I just said to Shirley before we went on air that I've been running around my neighborhood like crazy, fast paced walking. And it didn't even show up on my Fitbit. I like want to kill this Fitbit, I swear. But anyway, I move quite a bit, and I'm very fast, and I'm up and down the stairs, and I'm getting 10 to 12,000 steps in a day, and I'm not losing weight. So there is, so I understand. I'm the heaviest I've been in years, and it's not because I'm not trying, but I don't eat sugar and I don't eat gluten. So my thyroid is being fixed right now as we speak, and I'm in the process of trying to get the missing pieces and the missing links about me and how to fix that. Mm-hmm. But most of us, if we fill our bodies with nutrient-dense foods, foods that are high in nutrition,
right.
For example, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, those are just wonderful things to start putting into our bodies. And then beautiful fruits, gorgeous fruits. You know, everyone says shopping on the peripheral parts of the of the supermarket, and it's true. It really does work. I made the other night, Shirley, a cauliflower pizza that tasted just like a real pizza. I'm not kidding. I kid you not.
I'm glad this isn't being videotaped because I just made a face. That does not sound very good at all.
I know, but let me tell you, it is out of this world.
Oh.
You, no. Trust me, it's delicious. You grate the cauliflower. And then you steam it, and then you take the water out of it so that it's very dry, and you add a half a cup of cheese into it, Parmesan cheese or mozzarella, any of your favorite cheeses. And then you put an egg, and it binds it, and you put it out on a round pan or a cookie sheet with parchment paper first, put the parchment paper, and then bake it in a 400-degree oven. And it will get crispy, like a flat, crisp sheet of crunchy something. Oh, it's so yummy. And
sounds
then...
better now. It's getting better.
then you throw on it caramelized onions, which is my favorite, so easy to make, and mushrooms, and more cheese if you like, or red sauce. I like white sauce pizzas, so I use a white sauce. And it is so yummy. Oh, my gosh. You put it back in the oven and you bake it, and... I'm making one today. I'm talking about it. Now I have to go make another one. I'm obsessed with this recipe. It's a foolproof, great way to get pizza without the carbs and the sugar and the gluten and the junk. And it's just delicious. But my point, though, is that I make things so that I make a delicious brownie that if you tasted my brownie, you would say, how did you make that without sugar and gluten? How did you do it? And I do it with Veldona unsweetened chocolate from France. And I use unsweetened stevia chocolate pieces. And I use almond flour. And I use all beautiful nutrient-dense ingredients. I throw all kinds of sprinkle, a little flax in it, and all of that. And then I use healthy sweeteners, and I'm using right now a combination of Swerve, xylitol, and stevia, and coconut sugar. I mix the four of them together because I find that one is too much. I think too much xylitol can give people a little tummy ache.
Mm-hmm.
I find that too much of the coconut sugar is too high in the glycemic index range, that the stevia sometimes gives people an aftertaste, as does the Swerve. So I play around with the recipes and put all four of them in, and I get the perfect sweetening results.
Perfect balance.
Perfect balance, and you would swear that you're eating a real brownie. And you really would. I mean, there isn't anyone that wouldn't love because they're chewy, and they're so chocolatey. And so, you bake them and they're just like heaven.
What is your basic, like, global philosophy then? Because if you're doing, you mentioned a lot of seeds, and seeds are not on this paleo protocol. And a lot of these sugars, you know, people are having problem with sugars. And I found out last fall that I have an allergy, speaking of inflammation, to eggs and to dairy products. So
yes.
I've had a, you know, a really high, and which I'm super struggling with getting this down. I haven't had any eggs and no dairy since November, and I can't get my inflammatory markers down. So what, you know, there's so many different things about the diet, and how do you know that this is going to be a good for you diet as compared to, oh my God, only eat raw meat diet or something like that?
Yeah. I think it has to be the pilgrimage. You know, you have to really walk that line and see what feels right and what really works for you. One of the big things is doing the elimination diet.
Mm.
Is really and truly feeling which diet works better for you. You may, if you're getting bloated after you have pasta, after you have bread, if you have noticed that your stomach is really distended, if you have a lot of gas, if you have bags under your eyes, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You may be one of the millions of Americans that are gluten sensitive. Now, elimination diet is meaning exactly what it says, is just getting some of the foods out. Now, I also believe, now I will give you an example. I was at an event on Tuesday evening. I belong to this neat group of women that are part of the Friends group here in the city of Boston. We oversee the Friends of Christopher Columbus Park, which is this gorgeous park. If you ever come to New England, it's right on the water, and it's just a fabulous park. And we oversee it, the Friends group, and if it weren't for us, that park wouldn't exist the way that it does. They cultivate the roses, the horticultural hotties do the roses twice a week. They go in and they prune them and fix them, and they're just exquisite. It's the Kennedy Rose Garden. What?
It takes a village, right? Everybody.
It does take a village. It does. So we were all together on Tuesday evening. We meet once a month as a women's group, and it's just a really fun. Oh, you would love them. If the next time you're in town, you have to come.
I will tell
to
you
one of
when
our
I'm
events.
Yep.
So anyway, but we were having dinner at an Italian restaurant. So I'm a vegetarian. I'm gluten free, and I don't eat sugar. I'm a real pain.
Yeah.
To have, you know, I'm not real fun to be with. I am fun to be with, but you know, I'm very careful about what I eat and how I eat. So one of the things that I got was just a salad. Now my neighbor is the same way. She doesn't eat anything either. She just eats the way that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both had that salad. I still eat cheese, although I know that I have to cut back on it because it's really, I love it too much. So that means I'm probably, it's not good for me.
Right.
Anything that you love too much, it's not good for you. You know that.
Yes.
I mean, it's just common sense. Common sense. If it's too good, If your body really craves it and loves it, you know it's not good for you. Anyway, so I had the mozzarella cheese and the tomato salad that they had, and it was really delicious, and I had tons of that. And then I had a big salad that they gave me, and they gave my friend as well. Well, the next morning, I get a phone call from her. Were you sick? And I'm like, no. Oh, I was sick the whole night. My stomach,
no.
I couldn't stop vomiting. I had diarrhea.
Oh,
I was
no.
so sick from that salad, from that food. And I said to her, interesting. Now, I did not get sick. We both had the same food.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get sick. I took a ton of vitamin C before I went to bed at night. I take a ton of fish oil before I go to bed at night. I take olive leaf extract. I took digestive enzymes before I even ate the salad. So I am proactive.
Right.
And I took black cumin seed, which helps get the toxins out of the body. Now, I'm not saying that because I did all that, I didn't get deathly ill. But I think a lot of what I do on a daily basis protects my body from what most people go through. But I'm so aware mm-hmm. of, you know, that I don't have salad without taking digestive enzymes. It's just how I live my life.
Well, the digestive enzymes are always very interesting to me. As you get further from 20, your digestive enzymes start decreasing. You don't make as many digestive enzymes. So how do you know when to start taking them? Or do you just do it because you just feel like it or you feel better? Or what's your own
The rule of thumb for digestive enzymes is a pretty simple rule of thumb. Everyone should be taking them, including our children. And I'm not kidding.
Okay.
And especially if you have a child that has autism or any immune compromising. If you have any immune compromising ailments, digestive enzymes and probiotics are your best friend. And you really need them. Really. You really do. If you are over 40, you probably should want to think about adding digestive enzymes into your diet, and every single person, including children, should be taking probiotics, and I'll tell you why. We have been given so many rounds of antibiotics on a daily basis in this country that... Which we didn't even know we were getting. It's in our water supply. It's everywhere we go is the remnants of antibiotics. Very important for every one of us to be taking probiotics and digestive enzymes to keep the gut healthy, because it is the road to good health is paved with good intestines. Not my quote, but I love it. And it's true, though.
Yeah.
It's true. It really is. So it's real important to keep the gut healthy. And how do we do that? Eliminating sugar, eliminating gluten, even if you don't have celiac disease, it's overload. We're making our poor pancreases work so darn hard
mm-hmm.
every day, but the fast food and the pizzas and I live in the Italian neighborhood of the North End, and I just went running through the streets, and the foods are just gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and they're very tempting.
Fast, cheap, and easy,
but
right?
You know what? Yeah, but you know what? They're not really great for us when you start adding all of those carbs into the diet. It makes the body have to work too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fermented foods. I can't get my head around the idea of taking probiotics. There's just something in my head that just won't allow for it to happen. But fermented food.
Well, it's a little pill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little pill, and it's really advantageous for your friendly flora and your
right.
gut. And it helps with the biofilm, which you talk about all the time, Shirley.
Yeah. I understand. So the other day I was listening to Dr. Mercola on a podcast, and he was talking about a little study that he had done where fermented foods came with way more bacteria than any probiotic he could ever manufacture. So
sure,
that's
but I don't know about you, but I don't particularly care for kombucha.
Well, I made my own sauerkraut a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's salty, but it's not going to be salty the next time I make it. So every day I've been having, I don't know, a good quarter or half a cup of sauerkraut.
Oh, well, then that's awesome.
So
yeah, good for you. Yeah.
And I guess there's a whole movement of fermented foods coming around of different foods.
It's here. It's here already. Yeah.
All this stuff.
Yeah, it's here.
Just I don't know. That I like to eat, and I would rather eat my probiotics in fermented foods. So I'm glad I got your stamp of approval on that.
Yes. No. But you know, I'm just not into.
Yeah. But you got to.
You know, fermented foods are not my favorite. I will have them occasionally. So for me, my gut, I really work hard at my gut health,
mm-hmm.
and so for me, I take digestive enzymes, and I take probiotics, and I take another kind of probiotic that activates the glutathione level in my body, which just came out. It's called RegActive. So I do all three of them.
Say the last one again, the glutathione one.
It's called RegActive, REG and active, RegActive. And it's a new form of a probiotic that does other things than what a regular probiotic does. And one of the things that it does is it increases glutathione. You can't supplement with glutathione, so you need to get products that support the glutathione level. You can't take glutathione.
And glutathione is the satiety hormone.
It is the super hormone for the body, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a pretty important thing. I often think that maybe I don't make enough of that. And
probably. This RegActive might be a nice little product for you to take, two a day.
Maybe so.
Capsules, they're easy, you know, easy peasy. I like easy peasy. I like capsules. I don't like tablets. People are horrified at my handfuls that I take at a time, but you know, I've been doing it for years. I've been on the air for a lot of years, and it's just my way of life. It's my way of life.
Yeah, and it's working for you. So yahoo for that, right?
Listen, I don't look bad for 85.
No, you don't even look bad for 50. Pretty good. So,
but
right.
I'm in my 60s.
You
so
are,
there
really?
You go,
you are?
And I don't look it.
No,
yeah,
you don't
I am.
Look 60 anything. No, not even a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, I am. I am.
I believe you. So here's the thing. So people can get more information, and can they listen to your radio show right from your website?
Oh, twist my arm. Are you kidding me? Of course they can. It's frankieboyer.com, but the way to listen at 11 o'clock is biztalkradio.com. That's biztalkradio.com. And then for my health show, it's WROLBoston.com. And that's how they can listen. That's noontime every day.
And that's Eastern time.
Eastern time, yeah. Sorry, Eastern time.
That's awesome.
So and I talk about my lifestyle show is very varied. I do four segments a day. And when are you coming on that show? Four segments a day, and they're so eclectic. I do everything from talking about what's happened in South Carolina, the horrific murders, the murdering that happened. I talk about food, I talk to authors, I talk movies, I talk sports, I talk everything on that show. It's a very eclectic, fun roundup.
Sounds
every
like it,
single
yeah.
day.
So they
and
can
then be- 12 o'clock, the holistic helmet comes on, and that's hardcore, hardcore holistic information. Hardcore.
And it's a lot of fun, too. I've been on your show a couple of times, and it's always very fun to be on and very interesting.
Well,
and,
if it's not fun, who's going to listen?
Who's going to listen? Exactly. I mean,
we have to make it fun. We have to make it entertaining. It's what it's all about. It's the passion that I have in life. But I don't want to bore anybody. I don't want to be preached to.
Right. I agree. And, you know, my little podcast here, sometimes I do the whole half hour by myself, but it is a lot more interesting to have somebody on and to break it up and get new ideas in because, you know, that's what we're all about, right, is to bringing new ideas into the equation. Well, thank you so much, Frankie. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate you taking
time
out of your busy
day. Oh, Shirley,
I'm
so thrilled. I'm thrilled that I could be a part of your show. I'm honored, and I love you to death. I love the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're one of the light workers. There are a few of us in this world that are truly making a difference, and you're one of them, and you're a sweetheart, and thank you so much. Kisses and hugs to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that is Frankie Boyer of the Frankie Boyer Show, and she has been entertaining people on her radio show for quite some time and has developed some really decent followings and has also been bringing some real cutting-edge information to her audiences. So I appreciate her being part of our show today. This is Shirley Gutkowski signing off. Don't forget to become a subscriber to the website and pass these episodes along so that everyone can get the benefit of my guests and well, whatever, what I have to say too. So have a great rest of the day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
To have Shirley be your personal oral health coach, you can reach out to her via email, Shirley@crosslinkradio.com.